In our first reading, we hear the story of the calling of David. And as the prophet goes and meets with the family of Jesse, he is struck by, you know, all how the worthiness of how kingly his other brothers look. And yet God says, no, these are not the ones. Until young David comes in, probably the least looking king of all of them. But yet, you know, this is the one that God chooses. Because God says, you know, look and see not of their personal appearance, how they look, but look and see what's in the heart. Because, you know, this is where we really tell whether you are one of God or not. How you are guided in your heart. And the heart, they mean, you know, not just the basically the heart, but in the mind also. In the love that you have for God and how you follow that and you share that. And then in our gospel, we have the story of the man born blind. In those days, blindness, as well as all mental afflictions, epilepsy, you know, mental deformity, so mental illness, disabilities, were basically looked upon as the cause of God, you know, basically punishing either this individual or the individual's parents because of something that they had done wrong. And it's really surprising because, you know, that still is very prevalent in today's society. I know growing up in my fear of the Lord that, you know, many times, you know, that if I did something wrong, I knew that I somehow was going to be punished. And because, you know, I was looking for punishment, a lot of times it basically happened. And the thing is, when I really wanted something, you know, whether it's that new bike or the new baseball glove, or my father to live and overcome his heart attack, you know, I would go about and, you know, try to be really good, sort of like children before Christmas, to give a good example, to do good, see how loving and kind I am, so that I will be rewarded, not only by God, but by my parents, in receiving what I want. Of course, a lot of times I did wrong and I was never punished. And a lot of times I did good and I was never rewarded the way I felt I should or would be rewarded. And so we have this man born blind. And people are sitting there saying, is that, you know, what they asked Jesus, what sin did he commit? Or what sin did his parents commit? Even the disciples are asking Jesus this. So they have this mentality. And Jesus tells them, it's not sinfulness. It's just sort of an act of nature. And so he sort of picks up and takes dirt, clay, and mixes it with his spit, and puts it in the man's eyes, sort of as we remember the story of creation in the way that Adam was created. That God took clay from the earth, mixed it with water, with saliva, and Adam was created. So we sort of go back and are reminded of Jesus as carrying on the creative work of God, the Father, the work of creation. And the thing is that it's not so much about the fact that this man was cured, that this blind man could now see, but as we sit and listen to the gospel, the question is, how do we deal with this? How do we deal with this individual who is blind and now sees? So first of all, we have the Pharisees. You know, they want to know. So they bring him in and they ask, how do you see? He says, well, you know, this man Jesus came and he put clay and put, you know, on my eyes and told me to go to Siloam, which I did. And when I got there, I could see. And said, well, geez, this man must be a sinner because he did it on the Sabbath. And the thing is if you were a good Jew, if you were a good follower of God's law, of God's commands, you know you didn't do anything on the Sabbath. And so because he did something on the Sabbath, truly, he must have been a sinner. He must not have been a man of God. And the blind man says, well, you know, I don't know about that. All I know is that I was blind. He put your mud on my eyes. I now see. And in order to do that good, he must be a good man. He must be of God. Which of course upsets the Pharisees. What are you trying to teach us? Are you trying to teach us the law and the rules? No, no, no. This is just what I know. I said, well, maybe, you know, maybe this is a whole mistake. Maybe he really wasn't born blind. So they go in and get the parents. And the parents come and they're real fearful. Because they know if they sit there and they say, well, you know, it was Jesus, they know that they're going to be kicked out of the synagogue. Because the rule is, if you acknowledge Jesus, anyone who acknowledges Jesus as the Christ, the Messiah, goes against Jewish law and is going to be kicked out of the temple. So when he asked, he said, yeah, he was born blind. But they said, well, then how does he see? You know what? They don't want to answer that. They don't want to say, well, Jesus did it. This Jesus did it. Because they don't want to be kicked out of the temple. So they say, ask him again. So they go back and they ask him and he says again. And so basically he's thrown out of the temple. And Jesus, in his love and concern, finds him. Because this man really didn't know what Jesus was all about, who this Jesus was, until Jesus comes to him the second time and sort of introduces himself as the Son of Man, the Son of God. And so the man believes and follows him and praises him. Our readings today tell us that we are dealing with the world. To see the world, to see one another, not so much sometimes as the world sees them, but as God sees them. And you know, there are so many times that members who claim to be of God, very much like the Pharisees, want to teach us how God sees. How God sees other people. And usually when they do this, it's not in a good way. It's not, you know, that it's see everybody as loving individuals made in God's likeness and creation. People that love, God loves and care for us, that he wants what's best for them. But rather times we see them in what they have done. Maybe in what wrong they have done. What somehow, some way they go against what society has deemed or the church has deemed as right. Good. And faithful and God. And truly, we as the parish of Kansas St. James know that too often. As we reflect upon and think about all the ways that the bishop, the local pastors, members of the churches around here think about when they hear the term Kansas St. James Catholic Church. They see us not as God sees us. They see us not as we see one another, but many times they see us as heretics, as excommunicated Catholics, as people who do not walk in the way of God. And so, you know, as we walk each day and during this time of Lent, we ask ourselves, how do we strive to see in the eyes of God, to see others as God sees us? Spouses, sometimes when you look at your spouse, especially, you know, when they have done something that you may not agree with, something that sort of ticks you off or gets you mad or upset, how often do you sit there and think of what all the good that they have done, for all the love that they share and they show? And somehow, you know, we see all that they do sometimes overshadows maybe some of the sins and the mistakes that we are getting upset with or angry now. When we do that, we see them in the eyes of God. Parents, you know, how often do we see stories or read in books or maybe see on TV where children get upset with their parents because their parents won't allow them to do something that they want or to get something that they really want. And so they get so mad and upset they yell out, "I hate you!" and go running off into the rooms and slam the door. Maybe, children, we should take the time, a moment, to see how much, you know, our parents have done for us. How much they love us. The good that they want for us. And, you know, maybe we might not agree with their decision that we can't have this or we can't go there. But yet, is that more important? Does that overshadow what God sees in their role as parenting? And parents, when you look at your children and you're dealing with them as they are going through some struggles, when they may be done wrong, that they screwed up, you try to see them in the eyes of God. Basically, to help them to learn maybe from their fault. To sit there and to show them the way without necessarily being too hard, too difficult, too demanding, too cruel. To teach you to act in love, compassion, kindness, to see them and love them in the eyes of God. And in today's world, it's so very easily to sometimes to be deceived. Because like the Pharisees telling the man born blind that Jesus is a sinner, he cannot be one of God, that we have so many who are trying to tell us what God sees. I've mentioned before on the road on 567, I think it is, County Road over, right before you get to, 637? There's a sign. And it says, if you have voted for Biden, you are not a Catholic. Now, as one who voted for Biden, I find that offensive. But yet, you know, what really I find offensive is how this individual, who probably considers himself a very good Christian, a very good person of God, can sit there and say, okay, this is the way I see God seeing you. And that becomes the law. And that becomes the way that you are to see me. Rather than someone who God loves and God cares for. And yeah, maybe I disagree with you. Maybe I voted differently from you. Maybe I'm of a different political party. Maybe I'm a different race, a different creed. Maybe I'm not even a Christian. Maybe I'm an immigrant, just striving to do good. And yet, you know, how often it is to sit there and condemn these individuals. Maybe I'm part of the lesbian or homosexual. And truly believe that God has made me that way. And yet, you know, I'm condemned. Saying God hates me. And God wants me dead. And God wants me to suffer. And God wants me to be treated as less than one of his own. And yet, you know, we have people that do that. There are people that look upon others that are different. And rather than to see them as God sees them, they want you to see them as they see them. And interpret to see them as how they think or how they want God to see that individual. It's not like how God wants them to see them, but it's how they want God to see them. And so as we leave forth today and we continue our Lenten journey, let us truly ask God to give us the grace to walk in his way, to not to be blind, to see the light, and to see everyone else, whether it's family or friends or neighbors or strangers, to see them as God sees them, as one like himself in all things, even in sin. But in sinfulness, to remember the saying, to love the sinner while hating the sinner. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.